The revolutionary planet, Uranus, entered the zodiacal sign Pisces, the fishes, in January 1920. Uranus is from a Greek word meaning heaven. The hour has struck that opens the door for a new dispensation for man, and the standing prophecy, proclaimed, trumpet-tongued, down through the ages, is now being fulfilled. The old order is dying amidst its worshippers. God's loosened thunders shake the world. Across the lurid sky the warbirds scream. Earth's millions die. Fear and woe unutterable. The fires of purification are lighted. Into the cosmic melting pot has been cast hate, race prejudice, selfishness, and the devils of greed. The towers of superstition and tyranny are falling. The thrones and scepters of kings lie scattered and crushed along the highway of nations. Pride has fallen from its insecure pinnacle of shame. The rich are terror-stricken. Their silver has been cast into the street. Their gold has been removed from them. The merchants of the earth weep and mourn, for no man buyeth their merchandise. The churches are in panic. The liquor power rages. The gambler is terror-stricken. The grafting politician seeks a hiding place and finds none. The briber flees when no man pursueth. The priest and preacher pray, but no help comes, for they, too, must be judged. The harlot alone seems unafraid, because she is not a hypocrite, and has heard the words, "The harlots will enter the kingdom before you." Mankind has gone to the limit of animalism. The soul walks forth, naked and ashamed. It is high noon of the judgment day. Written in 1916.